Hello, Queendom. Welcome to episode 113 of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
For episode 113, we have a packed show per usual. J-Hope's solo album is here. We talked about the single more. We're going to give you our review of the latest single, Arson. And then we're breaking down the whole album, giving you album picks. There's a lot to talk about here, Charity. I'm excited for that one.
I know.
Then the ladies of ITZY. Ladies of ITZY dropped a new album called Checkmate. We're going to give you our thoughts on the single Sneakers and talk about the ladies of ITZY, JYP. There's a lot to break down with this comeback. Mm-hmm. I'm dying to know your thoughts. So get ready for that. And then we have a refreshing summer album from the gentleman from SF9. We haven't talked about SF9 for a minute, so I'm excited to get into this one. This is going to be a fun one. So we're going to give you our thoughts on all of those albums. Plus, we have Two Kids Room, Stray Kids, Two Kids Room. This week, it's Hyunjin and Han. It's a great episode. We're going to break that down. Tons of K-pop news, song of the week. First, let's do a check-in. Charity, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing good. It's really hot, so it has been miserable to go outside, but otherwise I am good.
Yeah. The worst. It's just like smeltering. Not a fan. And I'm also kind of not a fan of air conditioning. I get really cold, so I hate summer because it's like the air conditioning is always blasting, but if you don't have it on, then you're sweaty and it's gross. So it's like you're either freezing or you're hot. It's hard to kind of get that comfortable temperature. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited to talk about this lineup this week. I think we have a good one because we have solo artists from an established boy band. We have a girl group, one of probably the most popular girl groups, right? Yeah. They're right up there. Yeah. And then we have, I think, an underrated boy group that deserves their flowers. So I always love talking about them. So I think tonight's going to be a fun one. And we have a fun quiz.
Oh my God, the quiz is so fun.
We have a fun quiz for you this evening. So we're pretty excited. But before we get to all of that, thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to New York City K-Pop Queens podcast, welcome. We do this show every week. New episodes come out on Friday mornings. We haven't missed a week. We're keeping the streak alive. 113 weeks in a row. We're going to do our best to keep that going as long as possible because we love doing this. We love talking about K-pop and forming a community of other people who love K-pop like us. For our loyal queendom, our listening community, welcome. Thank you for coming back another week. We love you and you're what motivates us to keep doing this. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for checking in with us and for continuing to listen. Speaking of queendom, we've got some poll results that I want to talk about. Okay, make sure you're following us on social media, guys. We have different content on each one, so there's kind of something for everyone. NYC K-Pop Queens, Twitter, Instagram, give us a follow on both. Slide into those DMs. Let us know maybe what you liked from an episode, who your favorite group is. If there's a group you'd like us to review, we're always open to suggestions. Sometimes we can't get to it, but we love hearing any feedback from you. So please don't be shy. Say hello. And if you'd like to vote in these polls, you got to follow us on Twitter, NYC K-Pop Queens. This week, we are reviewing ITZY. Last week, we reviewed aespa. And there's kind of comparisons between the two from fans. You see fans going back and forth and bragging about their group. So we thought, it's kind of a natural comparison because their albums came out so close. We reviewed aespa last week. This week's ITZY. We just asked, which comeback did you prefer? Which one are you into, aespa versus ITZY? I'm not going to ask you, Charity, because we're going to get to review. But the queendom, 64% of the queendom prefer aespa. They preferred aespa's comeback to ITZY's latest comeback, who garnered 36% of the vote. So aespa is the big winner. I'm not totally shocked.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to kind of talk about our thoughts and maybe why the vote went that way. Moving on, J-Hope. We've got a big review of J-Hope's album tonight. And since he released two singles already, we wanted to hear which one you preferred. Queendom, did you like more or did you like Arson better? Again, Charity and I will give you our thoughts when we review the album. But this one was close, but with 60% of the vote, more came out the winner. Arson got 40%. Does that surprise you, Charity?
No.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're both good songs. Yeah, I can go either way with those, and we'll talk about it once we get into the album. So that one made sense. If you follow J-Hope, if you follow our social media accounts, you may have seen a lot of pictures from J-Hope's album release party. This I thought was so cool. Can we just talk about this for a second, Charity?
I know.
We never get to see BTS party pictures. K-pop groups, you don't see them at a party drinking and dancing and having fun. And it was like so exciting and refreshing to see this happen. I love that J-Hope did this. I love who he invited. Pretty much everyone from Korean hip hop, R&B, they were all there. Really cool actors were there. Obviously, like the editors of W and Vogue Korea and all of those fashion people were there. I mean, it was just kind of a who's who in Korean entertainment. It was really cool. Really cool. I loved all the party pictures. And I love seeing BTS at a party because I felt like their personalities were kind of what I always pictured. Not to be a total weirdo, but like you kind of got to see like J-Hope's working in the room. Jin's kind of in the back. Like he's extroverted and introverted. So you see that side. He's not like in the center of the dance floor. Jimin is the cool guy holding court at the tables with all the celebrities. Tae was on the dance floor the whole night, just having the time of his life. And Jungkook was like on the outskirts of the dance floor, like sipping his champagne alone. And then he'd get excited about a song and dance with someone. Very cute. Obviously, Suga, we miss Suga.
I know.
It was so cute when J-Hope explained why Suga wasn't there. Suga was so excited he was even going to do his makeup for the party.
Aww.
And he was asking J-Hope what he should wear and stuff. And then he got sick. He was sick that day and he didn't want to come if he had COVID. He was being responsible. Yeah. His COVID test was negative, but he felt bad. So he decided not to go. I feel sad for him.
I know. That's going to be a bummer because it's not like they get to do these parties very often.
But hopefully now they will. This just to me speaks more and more about their freedom away from the K-pop idol spotlight. And more of just solo artists and individual people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're allowed to have parties. They're allowed to be photographed talking to girls and
drinking and
having fun and dancing. Like, it kind of signals more and more the changing of the guard. And they're kind of moving out of the K-pop control into more of their own control, hopefully. I don't know. I thought it was great to see. I really liked seeing those pictures. And it made us think, which K-pop group would you want to party with the most? This is a hard one. We only gave four options. That's the way Twitter polls work. So the options that we decided on, we did BTS, Monsta X, Stray Kids, and then Blackpink. We have to put a girl group in there.
Yeah.
Blackpink, they've got great personalities. And I think specifically a few of them, I think would actually be so fun to party with.
Yes.
Yeah. A few of the Blackpink members, they seem like they get down. They'd be fun. But I think all four of those groups would be really fun to party with. So this was a fun one for us, and we were interested in what you had to say. Charity, if you had to pick BTS, Monsta X, Stray Kids, Blackpink, who are you voting for?
Monsta X.
Yeah.
Yep. If I can only do one, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Stray Kids would be super fun, but they're younger. Monsta X is a little bit more our vibe. I think that they would be super fun to party with.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of with you on that, but I would be happy to party with any of these groups. I would not say no to an invite at all. Queendom isn't with us. Queendom, this was a close one. 38% chose Stray Kids.
Oh, cute.
33% chose Monsta X. 29% chose BTS. So pretty close vote. And then Blackpink got 0%.
Oh, wow.
Which I can't say I'm totally shocked by, because I think in our heart of hearts, we tend to prefer boy groups.
Yeah.
We're more of a boy group podcast, if we had to be honest with ourselves. And I'm guessing our listeners may fall that way as well. we're Maltese for sure, but definitely super passionate about a lot of boy groups and a couple girl groups. So it falls that way. I'd love to party with any of them.
I mean, yeah, I would go to any of their parties.
Oh my God. Like, okay, sorry. I was off in my delusional world thinking about it. Got to get back to reality. We've got a show to do. Thank you all so much for voting. If you'd like to participate in our polls, these are fun. We're always just interested in your opinions. So log on to Twitter. Check out our Twitter page, NYC K-pop Queens. Thank you so much for voting. Let's do some quick shout outs. We see where you're listening from every week. And we just like to give specific shout outs to your location to say thank you. We see you and we appreciate you. Shout out Texas City, Texas, Wilmington, North Carolina, Lafayette, Colorado, San Diego, California, Vancouver, British Columbia, Mexico City, Mexico. We see you every week. We love you guys. Zimbabwe, Queendom, shout out to our listeners in Zimbabwe. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Wow.
And huge shout out to all of our listeners in Saudi Arabia. We see you every week. We really, really appreciate you. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If you're listening from Saudi Arabia, slide into those DMs. Yeah. We also have our email posted on social media. We'd love to know which groups you vibe with, what your favorite groups, and all that fun stuff. So please don't be shy. Please say hi. But thank you, everyone, for listening. We really appreciate you. Let's get to it, Charity, because yes. I feel like we're going to talk a lot tonight.
Yeah.
I've got thoughts on these albums, and we need to start. J-Hope. J-Hope from BTS released his first solo album. This is not a mixtape. It's a solo album. It's called Jack in the Box. It's 10 songs. The first single was called More. We reviewed it recently. Go find that episode. The single that was released the day of the album was called Arson. Let's talk about Arson, and then we'll get into the album and everything else, but we need to talk about this song.
I really liked it. It's gritty. It has a 90s feel to it. I really like the distorted synth. It kind of has an industrial feel, and it leaps and bounds different from any of his other releases, other than More, I should say, his previous releases before this album. This is a darker side of J-Hope. And I freaking love it. He even says, F off. But he says the word. I'm not going to curse. It's like he's had to hold all of this in for so long. And the catharsis he must feel letting all of this out has got to be just like such a release. Because, I mean, I'll get into some of the lyrics later. But, he just has a lot to say. A lot. But I liked it. I liked it for him that he's getting to let it all out. What did you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. I love this. I loved More. I love this. I love his flow in this song. The aggressive attack style. The beat is sick. The beat is sick. And I love those lyrics. Let's burn. It's done. I burned it all. And I wanted it all. Oof. J-Hope, talk to us. Talk to us, J-Hope. We're listening. Spill the tea because there's a lot here. I really love this is the end, right? After this whole album that's so amazing. And he says in the lyrics, now I ask myself, choose what? Put out the fire or burn even brighter. My dream's done. Success done. My part of the job done. What else? None. Whew.
The tea.
Done. Done. I did it. I'm done. It's such a like F off.
Yeah.
F that and F off. I'm done. I did it. I don't want to be that person anymore. I don't want to put on the facade. I don't want to do this anymore. It just feels so, like you said, cathartic. And I think for some of us loyal fans, this feels very cathartic.
Yes.
It feels very cathartic because the direction BTS went in recent years hasn't felt great,
authentic. At least
for us. Authentic. Yeah, let's just say it. This feels authentic.
And
this
does,
feels like, maybe that it's kind of him saying he's burning that away. Like, done. He literally lit that on fire. I love the song. I think it's fantastic.
Speaking of burning, what did you think of the music video?
Yeah, literally lit it on fire. Let's talk about this fiery music video for Arson. Powerful imagery that goes with the song. Stumbling through this wreckage. And I want to say, too, shout out to the cinematographer. I feel like a lot of times we don't talk about that. We are always focused on what's in front of the camera and not behind. The shot, that moving camera, really cool and really well done. I thought it worked really well. When he's on fire, literally, he's on fire staring at the camera, saying those lyrics. And then he passes out. Oof. And it spells arson and it's all fire around him. Really powerful imagery. He's saying a lot, like, oh my God. And again, this is not only far away from recent BTS. Obviously, this is so polar opposite of like a Permission to Dance and Butter, but this is also very far away from Hope World, from Chicken Noodle Soup, from all of that. He has really distanced himself and shown something completely different. And this feels very kind of targeted and specific and, again, authentic. I love it. I love it. He's burning down the public's perception of who they think he is. There is nothing subtle. There is nothing cute. Nothing, no pandering to anyone. This is just, it's done. Love it. Obsessed. Yeah. What do you think?
Same. I love that there's no pandering. I love that it's, like you said, he's burning away the image that anyone that clearly doesn't know him has.
Yeah.
Because whenever they do the, like the Bon Voyages or the reality shows, he's not J-Hope. He's Hobie. And that's a completely different person. It's a very different personality. Or even when he's on American talk shows, he's J-Hope. And I think even this is like way deeper into Hobie than just like the Hobie we see on the shows. But the music video, like you said, it's very powerful. Like he's walking through, everything's on fire. And he has on like this white jumpsuit, similar to what he had in More. And then it kind of goes into this dark smoke. And then he comes out the other side and everything is smoking. The fire stopped. He looks like he's walked through fire, like he had been on fire. And then it goes to like where he looks like he's on fire, like there's embers burning on him.
Yes.
And then it goes into the inside of his body and his heartbeat is just full of ash, like it's about to like burn to the ground and like turn into ash completely.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to the outside of his body. And like you said, he passes out and that arson is just burning in words. Very powerful. Just burning down anything that we thought of him. And I loved it. I mean, it's
almost, sorry to interrupt, but it's almost like he's killing that image.
Yes. Oh my God. That's,
He's killing the image, the J-Hope image. It's like a total, that part with his heart, and then it comes back to him and he's done. Even those lyrics, like what else is left? None. It's done. It's done. My part of the job's done. And then he's passed out laying there. It's a death of that image. It's a death of who you thought I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, is that bold and refreshing and lovely. I just like love this so much to know this is what he came out the gates with.
Yeah.
And this is what he's been working on behind the scenes. And this is his vision. I'm so happy. I'm so impressed. And I'm so, so, so proud. And part of me has to wonder, what are these like, you know, the newer Arby, the Arby that fell in love during Dynamite and Permission to Dance. And they're watching this because I think older ARMY, you know, back in the day, BTS was more experimental. They were edgier. They were more introspective. So for us, this doesn't feel like what a scary departure. They've had some darkness in those music videos. That's what made me like them. So I feel like, yes, there's a
– Same. I feel redemption right now.
Same.
I knew there's a reason I love them. I knew that wasn't gone. Like I knew I wasn't taking crazy pills. I knew it. I felt like I was, but I wasn't.
I just didn't think we were going to get them back. The band we fell in love with, the people we fell in love with.
Yeah.
And love is we're not getting them back. We're getting a
better version.
More mature, better version. Yes. Yeah, exactly. We're getting to reveal them and for him to show us this side of him.
Oh.
It's so smart.
Yeah.
It's so smart. Okay, we both love Arson.
Yes.
Let's get into this album. I think we're going to have a lot of album picks. We'll probably have similar ones. So maybe we'll talk up. Let's give each other our list. And then we'll probably just end up going through all 10 songs or something. A lot of good songs.
Yeah. So my favorites, other than Arson and More, I love those two, is What If, Safety Zone, and Future.
Mm, those are on mine. Yep. More, What If, Safety Zone, Future. So all of those are on mine.
Yeah.
The only difference, I love the, and this isn't really like a song. I always put it in, but it's not like an intro, outro. The Music Box Reflection is gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
Because he tells a story throughout this. I also want to say, he put together a cohesive album that tells a story from beginning to end.
Yeah.
Artists don't do that anymore, and they should. And he needs to get a lot of credit for that and how amazing it is. The only other song that wasn't on your list, Pandora's Box. I love that one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
So maybe I'll start with Pandora's Box, and then we'll go into kind of What If, Safety Zone, Future.
Yeah.
Okay. Pandora's Box like starts things off. It's before More, and it's after that intro. And the intro talks about kind of the legend of Pandora's Box. It's an interesting, I wouldn't have thought about that with Jack in the Box. I just think of a clown popping out at you and scaring the crap out of you. I hate Jack in the Box toys, the anxiety around that. What? Oh,
who created that? Like, an evil person.
Who is that fun for? I never liked it when I was a kid. Doing it right now, I don't want to do it. I'm good. I don't need to. Oh my God.
And the music.
The whole thing, it's like torture. But there's this whole Pandora's Box story about opening the box and letting out all the evil kind of into the world, and all that was left was hope. And apparently that was part of the origin of J-Hope's name. And then Pandora's Box is the first song. It's menacing. It's a great start to the album. It sets the tone. It sounds like the score for a horror film.
Yeah.
During the verses especially, it's like got some Halloween going on in the background. But then he switches it up and gives us this really cool jazzy sound in the pre-chorus. And then we're back into attack, like horror film.
You're going to die.
It goes so hard. Pandora's Box goes hard. And it's just a great way to set off the album. I was sold from the start. And then you go into More, which we both loved. So it was just like, yes, I'm so here for this. Let's talk about What If.
Oh, okay. All right. So he sampled Shimmy Shimmy Ya by Wu-Tang, which came out in, I think, like 95, like 90s. And this song definitely has that retro feel to it. He legitimately has a growl tone to his voice, which I loved. But what I'm going to talk about, though, and I'm sure you'll have similar notes, the lyrics. He talks about his J-Hope persona and then who he actually is. I asked myself dozens of times, am I really like that? Hopeful, optimistic, always with a smile on my face. I just thought that was just something I could do. So my music, my speech, my feel, I made it myself. But I wonder, I ask, J-Hope, if you were me, can you keep on doing those things you said? He's really sharing like the deepest parts of himself in this album. It like makes me emotional a little bit. Like that, not that I'm not going to say I felt betrayed by them. I just felt like, was I taking crazy pills? But for him to give us this album is such a gift. They are who they were. Do you know what I mean? Like they still have it. And it just,
Well, and it also like humanizes them, right?
Yeah.
BTS are such a product.
Yeah.
They're such a product. And in a lot of ways, K-pop idols, they're called idols. Yeah. They're a product. And I think a lot of us, the public in general, forget that these are human beings.
Yeah.
They're thinking and having the same feelings. We all have those same kind of core feelings as humans existing in this universe together.
Yeah.
There's definitely, I feel the same way. You know me. I always get down with really emotional lyrics because like I'm a very emotional person and specific this type, this kind of, we're going to talk about Stray Kids later in the show and Han. And I thought Han and Hyunjin had a very interesting conversation that I related to. In What If, he's making those comments, J-Hope's making comments on having to be the optimistic one with a smile on his face. And what if he wasn't? And I will say from a personal level, naturally who I am is very outgoing and talkative and bubbly and people think I'm funny. But there's a lot of these feelings behind that. Of like, what if I don't?
Yeah.
You know, what if I'm not funny and I don't feel like being happy and fun today? How are people going to react? There's always that feeling that you're letting people down because you're the funny one and the happy one and the bubbly one. So I get this to like that, like the highest level. I think J-Hope is that guy. I think he's a bubbly, happy, fun guy. But no matter how happy you are and funny you are, you're also sad, lonely, depressed, stressed, anxious. We're all human beings.
Yeah.
And in his position, you know, you get pigeonholed into that. You can't ever let that let your guard down. You have to be the bubbly, oh, J-Hope during interviews. That would be so exhausting and difficult. So I loved those lyrics. And I just have to be real with you guys. Wu-Tang Clan, everyone that knows me, like they're one of my favorite, favorite, favorite groups. Like obsessed with Wu-Tang Clan. Rest in peace, ODB. I think this was like the second or third single from Returned, 36 Chambers, like classic album. Don't worry, we're going to put it on the playlist of this episode. We make a playlist of songs we talk about on the episode, so you guys have a handy reference. It's in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. But the second it started, I was like, no, he didn't sample Wu-Tang. Oh, my God. And that's a double-edged sword, because if you sample Wu-Tang, you better come correct. And J-Hope did. J-Hope did. He gives us this really introspective, interesting take. I loved it. Yeah, What If is great.
Yeah.
So good.
What about Safety Zone?
A little R&B vibe in this one, right?
I know.
Right? We're still in this intense. The whole album's very intense. There's an intensity to the whole album. But we had a little R&B vibe here, and it felt nice. It's a really nice vibe. Again, great flow. I love it when he goes from that fast, aggressive flow to this lower, more syrupy tone and rhythm. Mm-hmm. And he does that in a song. It's just so pleasing to the ear. Again, like, where's my safe zone? Tell me if you know. Oof. Ooh. J-Hope is like really spitting in this album. He's being so vulnerable, so honest. The best kind of hip hop. That's what hip hop is, right? It's storytelling about your life. And J-Hope goes there and he's letting us know, like, it's not all roses in these guys' lives. Like, it's probably pretty miserable in a lot of ways. Money and fame are great until you have it and you realize it's not all it's cracked up to be. I liked this one. What did you think?
Oh, I loved it. It's my favorite song on the album because it's like smooth R&B. And I love the ad-libs and just the more smooth vibe that it has to it.
Yeah.
But again, the lyrics really show where he's at. He says, dedicated my entire 20s living up to this immeasurable life. My life is becoming my enemy. It's getting lonesome. Support from people I trust? It's cold when they turn their backs on me. The people who led me? If I think about it, it's fear I recall. Those who share my blood? A sense of duty that cannot be confided. I like animals better than people these days, but I feel self-destruction. It's like the sunset before passing. Oh my God, I cannot with the lyrics. Like, I just love how honest he's being about everything without like calling out specific people. He's calling out everyone.
We all know who you're calling out.
We all know.
Yep. I completely agree. I completely agree. Like, we don't have to say it. Just look up the lyrics of what Charity said, Safety Zone. You know who he's calling out. And you know, and I love the whole thing. Like, you feel self-destruction coming.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's so – in being vulnerable, it's so scary, but you're opening yourself up to like a world of people who have been there, right? Mm-hmm. It's that moment of like J-Hope doing this, so many more people are going to love him and connect with him that maybe didn't before, because it's like, oh, wait, I feel that way or I felt that way before. That's a cold feeling. I get it, dude. Like, I love it too. I love the lyrics. Yeah. And again, where's my safety zone? Let me know if you know. Like, great. I think all seven of the BTS members must feel immense loneliness a lot times. That's a really tough place to be in. And like, how do you make friends? Nobody wants to really be your friend. You know, people want to be your friend because you're famous and you're rich. It's hard to make friends once you're in that position. So it's really isolating. And like, who I feel for those guys in a lot of ways. And I know most people are going to laugh. Yeah, sucks to be them. You know, they're so famous. But no, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely.
Comes with a huge price tag of your life. Because even if you had friends before, when do you have time to see them now?
Mm-hmm.
When? What you don't.
Can you relate on? Like, it's just, life is, I feel for these guys. I really genuinely do. I think it has to be hard for all seven of them. And I don't want to get too into it, but I think the dynamic between all seven of them is probably different than we think.
Mm-hmm.
We've been sold a product. We haven't been sold the truth.
Yeah.
So I love J-Hope. J-Hope's going to spill some tea here. And I am here for it. Not only is it dark and aggressive, and he's sampling Wu-Tang Clan, he's like, and another thing.
Yeah.
These people let me down.
I know.
And I like animals more than people now. So do I.
Yeah, same.
Same. Trust and believe.
Yeah. I think we found our people.
I know. J-Hope, come hang with us. We don't have to talk. Yeah. We can all just watch animal videos in silence.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
We're having a party. Put your AirPods in and watch animal videos. Let's not talk. Unless it's to talk about animals. Safety zone's so good. And then we both liked Future as well.
Oh, yes.
I liked Future. Just,
yeah. Go ahead.
No, I don't have that many notes on it. It just felt
a
little bit more of like, you know, if you have like a total breakdown.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're getting deep here, J-Hope. You know, you have a total breakdown, like when your face is so red from crying and like, you're going to have puffy eyes for days because you like cried so much the night before and it's a bad one. And then the next day, there's a little moment of like the weight's off your shoulders a bit. Like, sure, things are still stressful and things still suck, but at least you let it out. And now you can at least like see the future and start moving towards acceptance.
Yeah.
That's what this song felt like to me. There's just a little bit of hope in here that maybe the future will be okay. And you know, kind of that feel. That's at least what I got from it.
Same. Exactly the same. I love that he's actually singing in the chorus. And I love the children's choir that comes in on the bridge. Because like you said, it gives this hopeful feeling that you need after this album. Like,
yes.
You need this.
Seriously. Yeah. Like, it's just like the whole thing where you're venting and like just blowing up the world has your world be like and another thing that happened and crying and screaming and just letting it's done. You just want to burn it all to the ground. You're like, well, anyways, I mean, maybe things will work out. We'll see. I'm going to go grab some coffee.
We laugh because this is how we are.
Duh. You're all getting some tea from us.
I know.
Well, anyways. No, I think that's also related.
Oh, my God. Like, I want to go have a drink, J-Hope, now.
Oh, no question. No question. Because, like, that's also, too, he's the type where it's going to go a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
We can have a fun karaoke night and just laugh our heads off. We could be at a bar at 4 a.m. crying. Things are going to go where they go. And
we'll those are for the ride.
Yeah, those are fun nights.
Yeah.
Even when they're not. Even if it's a 4 a.m. cry session in the bar, hey, the next day, you've got that little Future song popping up. Like, all right.
Oh, well, my gosh.
The future's coming.
Yeah. Well, if this is the future, I'm happy. Like, honestly, thank God. I'm just glad to have this BTS back, you know, even though it's J-Hope and I don't know what the others are going to give us, but I mean, it has to be as good as this. Like, they can't come out after this and give us crap, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully.
I mean, I guess they could, but
I mean, let's be real.
I hope not.
I know. Like,
I'm like in future right now. I'm optimistic.
So it sounds like we're both huge fans of J-Hope's album.
Yeah, I love it. Love it a lot.
It's so cool. The whole album, too, it has this tension, which I love. Yeah. It has a tension to it that doesn't really let go, even with the happier songs. The lyrics and the tone is still there. And in some parts, he's like legit menacing and scary.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do I love that. I also feel like I feel like maybe this is more Jung Ho-suk than J-Hope.
Yeah.
I feel like he is peeling the layers of the J-Hope character, his, you know, stage name, his stage persona from BTS. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing more of the person. And mm-hmm. what a privilege that we get to experience that with him.
Yeah.
I just love this project. It's raw. It's introspective. It's bold. It's everything you could have asked for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hats off to J-Hope. You killed this.
Yeah.
Should we play a clip?
Really happy. Oh, yeah, we have to. Yes.
At the end of our review, this is perfect because it's done. Yeah. Done.
Done.
I just love how he says it. Let's burn. It's done. All right.
Yeah. All right. Fire.
This is fun. I'm just thinking of all the, like, you know, his previous mixtape and all the, yeah. those people being at Lollapalooza, like bright colors.
And he's like,
let's burn. It's done. Like, this makes me want to see him at Lolla, honestly. Like, this is going to be so dope on stage. But I'm just thinking of all these people, all these, like, bright colors and, like, flower outfits.
Yeah.
No.
No. No. Not quite.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's going to be amazing. They're going to be like, crap, I have to get a new outfit now.
I feel like it's the only concert you and I would fit in because we'd just wear all black. I'd be like, yeah, no, right.
Like we usually do.
Exactly. Just, this would be, this is our show, watching J-Hope yeah. perform this album. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. This is Arson from J-Hope. It's done.
J-Hope, J-Hope, J-Hope. What a masterpiece. Thank you.
It's done. I just like say that in my head, like yeah. power walking and people are in the way. And I've been listening to this on my AirPods like, oh, like this album is fantastic. What a pleasant surprise. Congratulations. Yeah. Like this is really, really good. And J-Hope's like a legitimate rapper and MC. Mm-hmm. And what a nice reminder, because he hasn't had the chance to show off his skills for quite some time. So
yeah.
Ooh, this is great. Really great. Congratulations. We both love it. Now let's completely switch gears.
Right.
We're getting out of the dark hip hop talk. For those of you that aren't a fan of it, I think Charity and I could do it all night. Yeah. Let's talk about ITZY. ITZY. 5-member girl group that debuted under JYP in 2019. We've reviewed them a bunch on this podcast. Y'all know ITZY. New album is called Checkmate. I'm not sure if I would call this an album. It's 7 songs, but mm-hmm. I digress. The single is called Sneakers.
Yeah. What did you think of Sneakers, Emily?
Well, I like wearing them, but Well, all right. There's a lot to talk about this song, so I'm going to get into it. I think the opening beat is cool. It, like, mm-hmm. I thought it sounded really nice at the start. And I'll be honest, like, I didn't hate the verses. I like the melody in the pre-chorus, the call mm-hmm. me crazy, call me trouble, call me weirdo part.
Yeah.
I liked that. I thought it had a really nice melody. I was really feeling it. And then the chorus came in, and I was just like, ooh, what is going on here? I wasn't expecting that chorus, and to be honest, I don't like it. It's just really juvenile and basic. Like, it just felt like, I don't know. I'm just a little bit confused as to what they're doing with this song. I'm confused as to what ITZY is doing as a group and their direction. This just didn't do it for me. It's not like it's the worst song ever.
Yeah.
It's sugary, sweet, cute, poppy, and young. But this sounds like a song that would debut like a really super young girl group that had like 14-year-olds in it. This is their debut song.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I get it. Again, like where the verses and the pre-chorus were going, I think you could have done a different chorus entirely. I'm not sure if I would still do that. But I get it. I get it. It's young. It's cute. For ITZY to do it and for it to be the single off this album where the imagery was them like royalty and it's called Checkmate. And then they come out with this. I'm just a bit confused. What did you think?
Same. It's I don't know how we go from like mafia to this, but
exactly.
Okay, we're changing gears, I suppose, but it doesn't make sense to me. Like you, it was very young, very juvenile, and it would, like you said, be for a group that was very young. Not ITZY, who's established, who went away from this and they moved into like mafia, which was a lot more mature, and now we're back here again. It does get stuck in your head because it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
But my favorite part, like you said, was the pre-chorus, that it doesn't matter, call me trouble, mm-hmm. you can call me weirdo. I love that. It was so catchy.
Yeah.
It was not my favorite song on the album. And I feel like the teasers, this is not where I was expecting it to go.
Exactly.
It was just odd.
I don't know. What is this? What is this? And like, it's like JYP doesn't know who they want ITZY to be. Well, they debuted in 2019. Let's like figure this out. And you can do different types of songs. You can still do cute. You can still do powerful, badass songs. But their identity has changed with every comeback. And I'm just like, what is happening here? What is going on here? I don't know if that's the smartest move to have an identity crisis right now when you have other girl groups attacking, killing it. Let's talk about that music video. What do you think of the video?
What I assume was happening was they were showing sneakers go through time.
Right there. That's like so shady. But what I assume was happening, because clearly the concept is not well executed. So I assumed this, but I could be wrong. I just love the tonal. Like, Charity's trying to be nice and it's still so shade. Go on. Go on, you shady queen.
Well, what I'm assuming is they were showing sneakers through all the time eras.
Yeah, I guess.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Royalty to the military, to the future, and then we throw in them having a sneaker shop. I don't know where that came from. It didn't really fit into the timeline.
No.
They clearly spent a lot of money on this, a lot of elaborate sets and costumes. The choreography was really fun and useful, but I just didn't get where we were going with all of this.
It just didn't work. Like, I felt the same way. I'm like, okay, this is about like powerful women in history and they're going to wear sneakers. Well, then wear sneakers. Why are you covering them up? Like, I thought the styling was horrific. And I've had issues with ITZY styling in the past. We've been good for a while. Well, they're back on my crap list with this one.
Yeah.
This styling was disgusting. I hated it. Hated it. Like, what are you doing? Just stick with the royalty theme. Or I've got an idea. It's called sneakers. Why don't you do an athletic theme? Just do that shoe store set. Like, it pretty much, the shoe store set just looked like a Skechers store. I guess they're trying to get a sponsorship deal with the song.
Oh, gosh.
It just didn't work. I really didn't like the styling. The green military outfit type things, those looked like CLC. Like they wore those for like helicopter. I'm like, I know I've seen his outfits.
Yeah.
And that at least made sense. Yeah. I don't know why. And I saw them in those outfits at one of the weekly shows. Why is that the outfit you're choosing to promote with?
I don't know.
This was a mess. This was a mess. I thought the choreography in the chorus was just way too cutesy. I couldn't vibe with it. And they've done so many TikTok challenges. Every time I go on social media, I've got to see every single idol put my sneakers on. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. This is just not for me, clearly.
or me.
I'm sorry. Like, I tried. I really did. I was like, oh, they look pretty right there. Like, I was really like, okay. And then it would just keep doing stuff that I was like, oh, no. What is this outfit? What is going on here? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
I also think it has to be said, I didn't recognize your girl, Rujin.
I know. It actually took me a second, too.
I think Woojin's lost some weight. And that statement right there is bizarre because Woojin's always been small. So it was weird to see this just stick thin girl. And I think it's affected her facial features as well. This dramatic weight loss. I don't know. I mean, she didn't need to lose any weight. It's awkward. When you can't find a member from a group you've been watching for 3 years, it's like, whoa.
Really, it took me a second. And how I recognized her when she had her part in the military scene was her voice.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'm like, that's Rujin. Okay. No, same, but it took me a while. I was like, did I miss her? Maybe she, was she the first one? No. Was she the, no. Like, it took me a second. And I was like, oh, yeah. I don't know. I think I'm not only not liking the styling, I'm not a fan of the physical looks here. I think these girls were already very pretty and small in this comeback. I mean, my goodness, if you guys have watched the weekly shows, it's like the legs are a little scary for me. So no body shaming. I know a lot of people are naturally very thin and it sucks to have people make negative comments. Definitely not negative comments. It's just compared to what ITZY looked like a few months ago, they look drastically smaller. So I just hope that they're healthy and they're okay. Because I kept thinking, oh, wow, like, that's crazy.
It's crazy the pressure that they put on them to be so small.
Yeah, and they don't need to. They already were. Yeah. That's like what is driving me nuts. I never looked at any of the girls in ITZY and thought they needed to lose weight. They were already skinny. So what was this comeback diet? Like, what are you doing?
It makes me sad. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary at all. And, you know, these are role models, so it's a thin line, though, because everyone will celebrate how beautiful someone is.
Yeah.
And we do it with the guys. Take off your shirt. Well, they're starving themselves to have those.
Guilty of that, yeah.
They're starving themselves to have those abs. And, you know, it's a tough line. But I just, you know, I just want everyone to be healthy and okay. And I was a little concerned when I saw them perform on one of the shows. Yeah. So just hope ITZY's healthy and okay. Let's move on and talk about the album.
Yeah. Did you have any songs that you liked more so than Sneakers?
Yeah, definitely more so than Sneakers. That's probably my least favorite song on the album. Yeah. It just didn't work for me. So I would pick like What I Want, Free Fall, and Domino. Those were the songs that stood out for me. What about you?
I liked Racer, What I Want, and Domino.
Oh, perfect. Let's talk about the different ones and then we'll talk about What I Want and Domino. Why did you like Racer? What's the vibe?
I like the cool sound effects that they use in the song. There's almost like this an electronic church bell sound in the pre-chorus. Mm. And the chorus has the car zooming by. And I like the vocal fry that they use in the chorus. I thought it was cool. And I like the bridge. There's like a marching band in it. I like that they were trying different stuff in it just because it was, you know, different. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
It was cool. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about Free Fall. Like, I liked the part where they go, wee. This is funny. This is making me laugh. K-pop doesn't have to be that serious. And I thought they had some nice vocal moments in that song. And it was kind of a cool concept. So I was like, I kind of like this. This is a little bit different. I thought it was a cool song. Let's talk about What I Want.
Okay, so that one has like a retro Britpop feel to it. And the chorus sounds so familiar, but I cannot place it. But I loved it. Mm-hmm. It's really catchy and it's a different sound for them, but I really liked it.
Yeah, I think it's sassy. It's catchy. Mm-hmm. I like the beat. I like the delivery. Also, some nice vocal moments in this one. And when I think about like a vibe of a song, this is more of what I think about with ITZY.
Yeah.
There's some sassiness here and there's some, there was something in this that I really bought and liked a little bit more than the other ones. I think it's a fun song. Yeah. And then Domino, we both picked Domino. Great song.
Yeah.
So I think that's my favorite on the album. I think it works with their talent and their vibe. Mm-hmm. And I almost want them to go more in this lane. It feels more sincere. Mm-hmm. And they sound great. Leah stands out on this song. She's really, really pretty vocals. I love this song. What did you think?
Pretty pop ballad. Like you said, really focuses on their vocals. And I love the harmonization that they have in it.
Yes.
It's so pretty.
Yes. Yeah. It just felt more like, oh, yeah, like this feels comfortable for them. This feels, again, this project has me scratching my head a little bit, the whole album.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure what they're doing with the ITZY girls. It just doesn't. Checkmate just didn't work for me. And again, this is not the time to have an identity crisis. When you're one of these groups that's been out for a couple of years, there, you have such a short window to go from one of the groups everyone's watching to the new top, right? Mm-hmm. Look at like all of our fourth generation talks with the fourth generation boy groups. There's a top now that's been established just in the past few months. You mm-hmm. have to make smart choices. One bad comeback, you're out of the discussion. Yep. And now you're going to have to work really hard the next couple of years to get back to that place. With Itzy, and we brought up Espa before because we see a lot of comparisons online. You've got Espa. Espa just debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200. Espa's killing it. And they have a very strong sense of self and concept. So a comeback like this that's a little bit confusing, it doesn't help your cause. You know, whoever is kind of A&Ring for them, you've got to be laser focused here on who this group is and who you want them to be. And I don't think the super cutesy sneakers works for them. I didn't buy it. And you have, they're on the same label as Twice. Twice are the wholesome, cute, powerful K-pop girl group. They're the girl group. Twice a black group. And they're the opposites. It's kind of the one or the other with those two. There's like the bad girls, and then there's like the pretty kind of good girls. You already have Twice on your label. You can't, like, you already have that. Yeah. You should go in another direction.
I agree.
Poor Itzy. What about biases, though? Let's talk about our biases. We've talked about this group before. We both have strong biases, I think. Are you still vibing with your girl? And
yeah, Rujen's still my girl. I love her. And Yeji.
Yeah. Yeji is like always there. My bias and record go back and forth because Yeji's been from day one. But then I also love Yuna. I think she's very cute. I think she's got a great personality, very bubbly. So I'm going to stay with Yeji as my bias and Yuna's record.
Love it.
But all five of them kind of bring something to the table. I think they have a nice lineup. That's why it's frustrating to watch this. We know they're capable of so much more.
JYP, get it together.
Get it together and take care of their health. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make us say this to you again, please.
Yeah. We want to be able to recognize the members. And a lot of people are saying like she had work done. I don't even think she had work done. I think she lost all this weight.
Really ton of weight. Yeah. People also said that too. People were concerned.
Yeah. No, there's been a lot of chatter. That's why I felt like we could bring this up because it's not.
Yeah.
You know, you never want to talk about people's weight. I think that's really a scary topic, but everyone's noticing it and talking about it. And it is very noticeable. So we noticed it too, and we're concerned too. And it's not our favorite thing to see. You don't have to. So hopefully they're healthy, and hopefully the next comeback kicks butt, because we're rooting for you, Itzy. We want to like what you put out.
I love you.
Go in a different direction.
Yeah.
But let's let the queendom listen. You've heard our thoughts on sneakers. Let's let you listen. Form your own opinion. This is Sneakers from Itzy. When I'm so, call me trouble, or you can call me weirdo.
It's a cute song. I would like this for a younger group.
Yeah.
A newer group. I just want something a little different from Itzy now. But yeah. It's cute.
I'm not putting my sneakers on.
No. No.
I'm just gonna – that's the end of my review. well, good luck.
I hate when we don't like something. It's the worst.
No, it sucks. I'm concerned for them. I don't like this direction. I'm concerned about the looks, the whole thing. So hopefully better direction, and there's a better vibe for the next one. We root for Itzy, but I'm going to leave those sneakers in the closet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to a fun summer vibe. The men, the boys, the men of SF9. SF9 debuted on FNC Entertainment in 2016. There's 9 members, but only 6 members this comeback because In-Song and Young-bin are in the military, and Rowoon is acting. He acts a lot, and his schedule didn't work with this comeback, so we've got 6 members. The EP is called The Wave of 9. 6 songs. The single is called Scream. Charity, are you screaming in joy for this one?
I sure am. It's cool R&B dance track. It was written by Zuho and my boyfriend Huiyoung. Talk about a perfect summer song. The chorus is so freaking catchy.
Yeah.
It gets stuck in my head immediately. Then Huiyoung comes in with his cool, sexy rap. I love that after the bridge finishes, there's kind of a pause and then the chorus comes back. I love it. I mean, I love it. What did you think?
Yeah, I think this is good. And it's exciting because it's a different vibe. These are like the sexy men in suits of K-pop. Mm-hmm. If you don't know SF9, you need to. Where have you been?
Yeah.
We talk about them. We fell for them during Kingdom.
Sure did.
They're tall, sexy, handsome, and they put out great music. So it's hard not to like SF9, but usually their stuff has a cooler kind of sexy vibe. They hit us with a summer song and it's great. I think it's fun, happy, but it still has that signature cool SF9 sounding beat, right? I could tell this was SF9 even if I didn't know. Although it's like a fun, happy summer song, it still has that beat. It still has their sound, which I really love that they were able to do that. The bridge. Oh my goodness. I love that bridge. Great vocals and build up. And then all of a sudden you said like there's that pause and it explodes. Mm-hmm. The energy hits. I really like this song. And I will say it's a song that also grows on you. Like it's good on the first listen. It's great by the third listen. It's a really great song. Happy summer, good vibes, but still cool and grown. So it's SF9 to a T. Let's talk about this music video.
Yes, please. What did you think?
Yeah, I'm here for this. I am here for this. Okay. Jaehyun looks so good in that opening sequence. He is wearing the F out of that orange sweater, let me tell you. Like, that stylist, thank you. I love this look on him. It is perfection. He is killing it. Yes, I'm here for it. And again, these are the hot guys in suits. What are they going to look like for this? Is it going to be dorky? Is it going to be like weird? No, they're still the hot, cool guys. It's just some brighter colors and a more like, hey, fun summer vibe. It works. I also want to say, speaking of orange, Huiyoung in the orange. Perfect. Uh-huh. Orange is clearly the color for them. Because these come in orange, and I'm like, whoa, so hot. So obviously, I loved the styling. I think overall, the video is bright, fun, and lighthearted. It fits the tone of the song. It's refreshing, simple concept. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. The green suits reminded me of Beyonce's Oscar performance when she was wearing all green and everyone was wearing all green. I was like, I feel like this is very reminiscent. That's specific, but I liked it. I thought it was a cool look. Taeyang killed that dance break. Are you kidding me? Go off, King. He's such a talented dancer. I always get Taemin vibes from him, not just because they both have the Tae name, but as a performer, he brings really a similar energy to the stage and to the screen. I felt like he still wanted to slut it up a little bit. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
He was giving us signature SF9. I'm always here for it. I'm always here for it. What did you think?
I loved it. I thought they all looked really sexy and cool. I liked all the summer theme sets, but I was obsessed with the styling.
Right?
Huiyoung in that baseball hat.
Oh my God.
He wears it facing forward. He wears it facing backwards. You guys know how we feel about a man in a baseball hat.
That's all you need to do is wear a baseball cap. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Why don't hot guys just walk around baseball caps 24/7? I would.
I don't know. And I just switch it back and forth. I like it backwards. I like it forwards. He gave me both.
Yep.
Then he has on the sweater vest showing off his biceps. I was like, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Taeyang in that like tiger print V-neck.
I know.
so hot.
I know.
The lime green suits.
Great.
And what I appreciate is that many of them didn't have a shirt on under their suits, especially Taeyang. Mm-hmm. Very smart choice. I think every man should just walk around with summer. You know, a suit jacket on.
Let's be real. Hot. It's summer. Yeah. You guys do not need more layers. We are looking out for you. Heat exhaustion is a problem.
Yes. Yeah.
Heat exhaustion's a major problem with charity. Let's not laugh. People die from it. So everyone that's listening, you don't need to wear shirts under those suit jackets in the summer. Lighten up. Like, no, you're good. You got to peel off the layers. It's too hot out there. Just, you don't need that. So,
yeah, exactly.
It's a PSA because I'm concerned about people's health, charity. Well,
yes, that's exactly what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that's where you were going with that. So I just
thank you. Yeah, totally.
Let everybody know heat exhaustion's real. It's hot out here in these streets. So,
it is.
Anyways, come on.
The choreography was so cool and sexy. Wow. When they do the come here kind of hand motion while they're singing the chorus.
Stop pointing at me with that come here
motion. You're not. Stop it.
They are
stop
so
it right now.
Out of line for that.
I know. I was like, you need to calm down with that. Okay. Because I will come over.
They don't even know what they're inviting. Like, don't point at us that way.
It was just so subtle, but how sexy so it was. Sexy. I was like, okay.
So sexy. Yeah.
You need to stop. You need to stop right now.
Their choreography is always sexy and cool. They're so good at that. And I also want to say, like, we always say that, like, they're the hot guys in suits. There's a video of them doing this choreography in suits just because they know how much we love it. So
they do. Yeah.
Yeah, they gave us what we wanted on this one, charity. It got to be
always.
Real.
Always.
I know.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that stylist. I really do. Like, that stylist needs to be hired by JYP to fix that Etsy stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, the stylist really got it. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the album because I think they gave us some nice songs here. What are your picks from the rest of the album?
Okay. Speaking of okay, I liked Okay, Okay, Driver, and Crazy, Crazy Love. What about you?
Yep. And I also added Butterfly. I want to talk about that one. Okay. But yeah, okay. I'm with you. Exact same. So let's talk about each song. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your vibe on that one?
I think it has a bit of an 80s feel to it with that like synthy pop sound. I like the softer tone of their vocals on the song. And the chorus got stuck in my head. It's so catchy. And I like the tempo change in the bridge. I thought that was cool. What'd you think?
Yeah. I like the lyrics. I like this kind of everything that's going to be okay. It sounds like it. I believe you. Like, it's hopeful. Yeah. It's happy. I love the now I feel. It's a little lyric that Jaehyun sings. His voice is so good. Oh my goodness. People don't talk about him enough. And we don't talk about him enough as a K-pop vocalist. Like, really nice. But what surprised me in this one, you have rappers singing and sounding great. Your man, Hyun, kills it. Yeah. His vocals are on point. So it's a really nice vocal moment for this group. You know, they lost three really important members for this comeback. And similar to Monsta X, sometimes when you lose certain people, it gives other people a chance to shine even more. And you're getting that here with this SF9 comeback. And I love it. I love it. Let's talk about Driver.
Yeah, what'd you think about Driver?
I love this song. It's so fun. It's so cool. That beat. We're getting the retro feel here. There's a little disco. Yes. I love it. I couldn't stop bopping my head upon the first listen. It's just kind of that pure pop goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice vocal moments. Jaehyun again stood out to me on the pre-chorus because his voice is so clear. Daewon has some nice ad-libs at the end. And I like the message. Again, this is a fun summer album. The stress on your shoulders, just throw it out the window.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I need to hear. You're right. Let's go for a drive. I'm just throwing that out the window. I just like the whole vibe of it. But I just think it's a great song. It's a really fun song.
Yeah. I loved it. I love the horns. It was kind of funky. The rhythm guitar. The chorus is really catchy with the do-do-do's. Mm-hmm. Again, I'll spare you my singing. Just really catchy and just carefree.
Yes, completely agree. Yeah. And then Crazy, Crazy Love.
Ugh. A fun disco song. Like, the horns again, the rhythm guitar again are so strong. I just love the whole album has such a fun summer like vibe to it. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. What did you think?
I completely agree. Same notes. Love the horns in the chorus. Really catchy, happy. I liked the build to the chorus. It's just another great song. And it all kind of puts you in a good mood. And it's kind of a stress reliever.
Yes.
Like, oh, all right. I also liked Butterfly. I liked the ending song because it's this like vulnerable song about feeling alone and wanting love. But we still got that cool SF9 beat and vibe. So it's not like the traditional kind of cheesy ballad at the end of a K-pop album.
Yeah.
This one felt a little different and it fits their signature sound. I love it when they sing like "Someone Tell Me, Yes, I Got You." Ugh, I got you. I got all of you, trust.
I sure do.
Yes, we do. We do.
For sure.
God, we're being creeps tonight.
I know.
I'm like really creeping out with that stuff.
I know. You usually don't. I know. Like, okay.
I took a charity. I'm like, everyone take their shirts off. right after, I'm like, that puts pressure on people to not eat they have abs. So then look at me. God, I am the problem. We have nailed it. We've nailed it down.
Oh, it's so
funny. Feeling bad for these idols dieting that I'm but really I was just concerned about heat stroke. So even
obviously you clarified.
Yeah,
it
doesn't matter what your body looks like. Just take it off.
You can hot. Do it.
It's okay. Hot. But I thought this whole thing was a nice project. Very cohesive. Yeah. Each song flowed well with each other. It's just kind of a nice summer six songs. So it's very easy to recommend this entire thing. Before we play a clip of Scream, we have to get to the most important segment here. Let's talk biases. Remind everyone who your bias and wrecker are, and then did it change? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yours have not changed.
No, the only reason why I had to pick someone new for wrecker is because my normal wrecker is acting right now.
Okay.
So previously, Hwiyoung and Rowoon. Hwiyoung bias, Rowoon wrecker. Now, since Rowoon is, you know, not participating, I had to pick another one. Tough choice, but I, you know, was able to do it.
Okay.
My new wrecker is Taeyang.
I can see that. He's like Taemin. You love Taemin.
Yeah.
I totally.
Yeah.
It's very,
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Makes sense. My wrecker and bias did not change. My bias is Jaehoon and my wrecker is Hwiyoung. And I'm standing solid on that one. I think they killed it on this comeback. Love seeing them again. Yeah.
Yeah, Hwiyoung, man. Whew.
I know, right? He's a problem.
Yeah, he is.
He's a problem.
Problem I have no problem handling. So.
We get out of control with SF Dyed.
We do.
Okay. We're going to cool off over here while you guys listen to a clip. This is Scream from SF9.
Oh my goodness, such a good song, SF9. So summery. I love it.
Yeah. Great. Really, really nice comeback. And it's fun to have a different vibe. I'm always there for the suits, but hot guys in suits can also be hot guys in baseball caps and sweaters. So
yeah, they sure can.
We're learning a lot from SF9. Appreciate it. No, I really like them. I like them. And I feel like they should be so much bigger. You know, they're on a smaller label.
Yeah.
And so much of K-pop success has nothing to do with the talent or anything else. Unfortunately for SF9, I think that's the case. Because they're so handsome. The songs are great. They're likable.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to SF9, show them some love. They're really great. They have a wonderful catalog. Check out SF9. We're both big fans. And that's a perfect segue into our next segment, Charity.
Uh-huh.
It's time for our favorite segment of the show. You know what it is. Queendom knows what it is. I know what it is. Bang Chan knows what it is. It's quiz time. Yeah. Okay. This week, we're sticking with SF9. We're sticking with the hotties from SF9. And we found a fun one. This is going to be an enjoyable one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link to the quiz in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. We'll also post it on Twitter so you can tell us your results. Thank you for sharing those with us every week. We love seeing who you got. This week, which SF9 member will ask you out on a date?
Oh, I need to know this. I need to know.
And we're also going to preface it that it's, we believe someone who wrote this may have been a tad bit younger. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Let's get to the questions, Charity.
Yes.
Question number one. Are you easily scared? Kind of, yes. Or no?
Kind of, yes, for sure.
No, I'm fearless.
You are.
Yep.
Okay. Do you prefer dog, cat, or I don't like both, I'm afraid.
I love both. I love all animals, but I've always had dogs, so I'll say dogs.
Same. Same.
For your boyfriend, Charity, do you prefer someone who speaks a lot, is quiet, or is in the middle, neither speaks too much or too quiet?
Probably someone in the middle.
You better be a chatterbox for me. Speak a lot.
Okay. For your boyfriend, do you prefer someone cute, someone charismatic, or you just can't choose?
Again, I want it all. But since that's not a choice, I will say someone charismatic.
Yeah, definitely like charisma. I'm going to say the same.
All right, let's talk about fashion. For your boyfriend's fashion, what do you prefer? Simple and elegant, cute, sports style, or fashionable?
I mean, I guess fashionable. Let's do that.
I'm going to say simple and elegant.
Where would you want to be asked for a date? By text? The classroom, on campus, an arcade, a pet shop, a coffee shop, a park, accessory shop, or party?
There's a lot of choices there.
Yeah.
And there's really only one that I'm gonna vibe with. At a party.
At a party. I would say by text.
Okay. Cheers, like, don't look me in the eye when you ask me out of date. Don't even talk to me. Send me a text. Okay. Are you okay with giving your number to someone you just met? Yes, I guess. Not really. It all depends.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, same. Here's my number.
Text me. How can you text me and ask me on a date if I don't give you my number?
Exactly.
Okay. Where would you like to go on a first date? A coffee shop? A restaurant? A park? The cinema, Han River, an arcade, watch sports, department store, or aquarium?
I want to go watch sports. I'm a sports freak. Let's go to a game.
I'm going to say restaurant.
Okay, what's your favorite SF9 song? Fanfare, Roar, Easy Love, Oso Mio, Mamma Mia, Now or Never, Enough, RPM, or Echo.
Oso Mio. Oh, sorry. Oso Mio.
Charity's like, you don't need to finish. Oso Mio is my favorite song. So mine's not. Duh. Oso Mio. Mine's not on here. So I'm going to pick Echo.
Who did you get?
I got Daewon.
Oh, nice. I got Chani.
Should we read these descriptions?
Yes. Yes, okay. We should.
This is why we said maybe this was written by someone that was a tad bit younger than us. We're older fans, so we're just reliving our youth, going back to school days. Charity, give us your story.
Okay. Your close friend organized a no alcohol home party.
Lies.
Because she just moved in a new house. Her parents cooked a lot of food for the occasion. Your friend invited a lot of friends, and among them was Chani, your crush. You hadn't met him for long because he was studying overseas. When he arrived at the party, you could somehow tell he was interested, but you were not sure. At the end of the party, your suspicions got confirmed. He fell for you and asked when you could meet again.
What?
I love that.
All right.
We'll meet again, Chani. Don't you worry.
So that's how he asked you out. Okay.
Yes. Okay. What's yours?
I forgot what the quiz was even about. I was really aggressive this morning. I'm like, what is this, like, no alcohol party? Like, what is happening? No alcohol party. Okay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It was just interesting that the writer put that in there. Okay. What was the whole quiz? Which SF9 member asked you on a date? Well, I got Daewon. And here's my story. Get ready. Get your popcorn. You were with your friends at the arcade, and you were glimpsing at the two guys playing next to you. The one that caught your eye, Dewan, was joking loudly. It was so funny that you wanted to laugh too. You were holding your laughter all along, but one joke was too funny, and you loudly burst out in laughter. Dewan came to you and shyly confessed that he fell for you at first sight. He was interested to get to know you.
This is gold.
Well, that's a really fun question. I don't know. I can't relate to that. I guess I need to hang out in arcades more. That'd be a fun way. Just laughing at guys' jokes and getting dates. Well, it may work for me.
Oh, too funny.
Well, that was a really, really fun
question. I want to read all of the descriptions. Everyone, you need to tell us who you got and paste them in the comments.
Yeah, please screenshot these descriptions. Charity was at a really fun party, and I was at the arcade. Yeah. So where will you meet your SF9? It's just so funny, too, because they're so grown.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going back in time.
We are.
All right. Well, that was an interesting one. We're going to post the quiz in the description of the podcast. It'll be on our Twitter. Take it. It's fun. See if you're at the arcade or at the party or maybe at an ice cream shop.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We want to know. Let's move on. It's time to talk about Stray Kids. I'm bursting at the seams per usual. It's so hard not to talk about Stray Kids. We record this show on Wednesday evenings, and they're playing their last concert for the Maniac Tour in the United States. Their second night sold out in Anaheim. Congratulations, Stray Kids. It was an amazing tour, and it's really cool to see all of this. But we need to talk about Two Kids Room. This week, my bias, love of my life, Hyunjin and Han had a very frank discussion. Let's get into this, Charity. I've got some notes. I want to talk about these men. I like that they used to be rivals. I think that's very interesting that they were competitive rivals back in the trainee days, in the early days of Stray Kids. But it's interesting that they it made them both better as opposed to just being like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, sometimes you have those competitive rivals and they make you better and it makes you want to perform better. I think about sports a lot with that. Like, this won't apply to anyone except for me probably. But there's Larry Bird and Magic Johnson were massive rivals. And Bird said when Johnson stopped playing, it really hurt his game. He was so used to checking Magic stats every night and wanting to be better than him. And that competition made them both strive to be better than the other one. It's interesting that Hyunjin and Han really had that when they were younger. And the other members were saying they were both just born to be idols. You know, they were kind of the stars and they fought each other and had big egos and all that stuff. And now they've calmed down so much. They never fight, all of it. But I loved the story that they got this massive fight because Hyunjin told him not to wear shoes that had heels when he was practicing dancing because it'll hurt his ankles. And that was it. Han just went off.
Right?
Well, he was right, but okay. I think they're both really good communicators. I liked watching their discussion because I felt like there wasn't kind of a wall up between them and they were really honest and open. I really appreciate Hyunjin kind of said the pressure to make people laugh also consumes energy. And when Han's down, he doesn't want him to feel like he has to make him laugh. You know, like that's a real friend kind of saying, when you're stressed and stuff, I don't want to go to you because I know you're going to kind of turn it on and make me laugh. And I don't want you to have to use up energy when you should be taking care of yourself. There was a lot of that throughout this conversation. Hyunjin is so smart and empathetic and sensitive. Yeah. All of his comments about everyone shows that. And obviously, he's loved my life. But in all these conversations, it just feels more and more like, yes, this is why I love this guy. I thought that was really nice. And, you know, at the end, he said, I just hope for you, you won't be unhappy to make other people happy. And he's also the one that had said earlier, something about after Han tells a joke and everyone laughs, you know, there's a light in his eyes and then it's dead. I'm like, oh, Hyunjin notices everything. Not only does he notice it, But he thinks about the reason why, and then he does what he can to like make that person's life easier and just tells him, yeah, you don't have to do that. That's so cool. What a good dude.
Yeah.
But probably the most interesting part was when Hyunjin was like, I don't like physical touch.
Yeah.
Because Charity and I have talked about many times, we can't tell who's dating. We don't know what's going on in this group because they're very physical affectionate. Yeah. And flirty. And, you know, there's some cultural differences for us. So we're not sure if that's just how they are. It's skinship. It doesn't mean anything. Or if they do love each other. Sometimes with certain members of Stray Kids, it's hard to tell. I love that Hyunjin went out of his way to be like, everyone thinks of our group like that. And I'm not like that.
He made it very clear.
He let us know.
He is not.
Well, yeah. I think he might be like listening to the podcast, obviously, because everyone does.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've got to let Emily know. I'm not into that. I hear you loud and clear, buddy. I get it. And he's like, I mean, I don't hit on any of the members or anything. I'm not like that. We get yeah. it. We absolutely get it. Totally cool, Hyunjin. Thank you for telling us because, man, you guys are very affectionate. I also liked how your boyfriend, Lino, got so mad that there's empty shampoo bottles. Because Han and Hyunjin share a bathroom and they're like, we just use each other's stuff. Who cares? Like, oh, the soap's out, whatever. And like, and Changbin was like, yeah, there's empty shampoo bottles everywhere. And your boyfriend like lost his mind. Like he was angry.
Yeah.
Really funny. It was just a really nice episode. Obviously, I love those two members, but the conversation was interesting. What did you think?
Same. I love that they were at first rivals and then – obviously they're like, that was so silly. But I did like that they shared that it was after like one of their trainee showcases. I think Hyunjin invited Han and Changbin to stay at his house and his mom cooked for them. Yes. And since then they've been very good friends. And Han talked about how much he loved Hyunjin's mom's cooking, which I thought was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing about how Hyunjin noticed when Han was very exhausted and going through a lot, and he just kind of gave him space because he didn't want him. He knew that if he tried to talk to him and ask him what was wrong, he would just deflect and try to be on and make him laugh. And he didn't want him to use that energy because he was already exhausted. So he just like, I just let him, I kept my distance. And I was like, Hyunjin, you're so sweet.
I know, but then he felt bad for that because he wanted him to know he cared.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Why is my boyfriend so perfect?
He is.
No, I know, right? Like, he's so
sweet. Yeah.
There's something with like all these groups, though, where these conversations are always shocking at how sensitive and in tune they are with emotions and feelings. Like, how do we teach that to Americans? How do we teach that to guys over here? It's just a very different vibe, and it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. And just having these vulnerable conversations. To see men doing that shouldn't be shocking. But the culture we grew up in, it is. So I really appreciate these conversations. We will talk about Two Kids Room forever, but I'm sure all of you listening know this, but just in case you didn't, Stray Kids, 4 episodes in Jeju Island, it started. We will be talking about that because Stray Kids are going on vacation in Jeju Island. We're going to be a week behind because we record on Wednesdays and new episodes come out on Wednesdays. So we don't have time to watch and analyze. Just so you know, we will be talking about it next week. Don't worry. We've got you because, if there's one thing we love, it's idols going on vacation.
We love it. Yes.
We love it so much. Those are our favorite reality shows. So it's going to get a lot of Stray Kids reality show content from us next week. Hopefully you don't mind. That's it for Two Kids Room. If you want to watch, check out VLive and YouTube. It's free. They're short. And it's a great way to see Stray Kids' personalities. Let's move on to some K-pop news. We've got some big news this week that I want to get to. Interesting thing, and I'm not sure if we've talked about it, so if we have, forgive me, but it's official. Jennie is making a huge acting debut on HBO. She's on the show Idol. It was created by The Weeknd. He's also starring in it. And remember when there were those pictures of her with him in LA? Obviously, that's what it was about. And that's what she was doing in LA, was filming. So get ready. It's going to be a big show. It looks really cool. It's from The Weeknd and the creator and director of Euphoria, Sam Levinson. So that gives you the vibe. The preview I watched reminded me a little bit of Boogie Nights. It's going to be
not PG. I'll say that much. Blackpink fans get excited. BTS, the long-awaited collab with Snoop Dogg, is happening. BTS is collaborating with Snoop Dogg and Benny Blanco on a song called Bad Decisions. It's coming out August 5th. It's the vocal line. So it's those four guys, Benny Blanco, Snoop Dogg. That'll be interesting. I'm going to go in with an open mind. Probably, we'll see. Yeah, probably not who we would have picked for a collab, but you never know. Mm-hmm. It could be great. So we'll see. But that was officially announced. Also officially announced today, a lot of controversy around La Seraphim. We talked about it when we reviewed their debut. There was a major bullying scandal. And these scandals are all over the place. But this one had some teeth, is what I'll say. Usually I'm like very slow to believe any rumor and wait for the evidence. There was a lot of stuff here that didn't look great for Garam. So she's been on leave for a while after there was some stuff where they denied the allegations and there were rumors that they were paying off all of the students that went to school with her. There was just tons of ugly stuff around this. So then they decided Big Hit and Source Music to put her on leave, on hiatus. Today they announced she's officially fired. She has been let go, contract terminated. I'm not really sure if how they handled this was the best way. I wouldn't have put her on the team to begin with because these rumors were around the second she was announced as a member before they even debuted. It was all public. So I think the fact that they went through with debuting her was kind of an arrogant move that didn't pay off. Just not the smartest start for that group, but I think the group will be fine. Interested to see kind of maybe their next comeback, but it's official. She's out. So yeah, I don't know. I'm happy I was never an idol. Those bullying scandals can be fierce. let's get back to Stray Kids because you know we love talking about them. Big news. Stray Kids won Billboard's annual fan army vote. So this is actually huge. I vote in it every year. It's like it's a bracket of fan bases. So it'll be like, I don't know, Harry Styles fans versus the army. Like there's all different genres. There's some K-pop groups, but it's just popular music. And then it finally gets to like a final four or then the final two. And Stray Kids won the whole thing. Amazing. So I think there's a real feel. There was a feel in the air when we saw the Stray Kids concert that we both talked about. And I think with this, it just feels like there's a changing of the guard.
Yeah.
From BTS to Stray Kids. It just feels that way, watching that concert and that performance and being in the room with Stays, watching them now beating ARMY at these votes. There's a lot happening there. Changing of the guard, and it's very exciting. So congratulations to Stray Kids. Congratulations to Stays. Speaking of Stray Kids and P1 Harmony were just announced as special guests at KCON this year. They're the special guests that KCON have been holding on to.
Yay!
Stray Kids are closing out Saturday, August 20th show. P1 Harmony will be closing out Sunday, August 21st, I believe. So if you're going, that's so exciting and really cool. And again, like, it's cool because last time Stray Kids performed at KCON in LA, they definitely weren't the closing act.
Yeah.
So to know that they're going to be, they're that act, you know, they're big time. And it's just so exciting to see. Also, other Stray Kids news, and this is probably the most important. Hyunjin has changed his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Hyunjin went back to black. Mm-hmm. I am jealous of everyone that got to go to the Anaheim show and see this because he looks so, so fierce. Like that black hair is just phenomenal on him. And it's so funny because he's so powerful as a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
I always love him blonde, but there's something with that black hair where I'm like, oof. Yeah. So anyways, that's breaking news, obviously, in my world. back to regular news. Monsta X. Congratulations to our boys, Monsta X. They are co-headlining Nick Fest with the kid Leroy at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena this October. Huge deal. It's a two-day music festival sponsored by Nickelodeon. It's the first time they're doing it. And Monsta X is co-headlining. So amazing. Congratulations to them. That's going to be really, really cool. Also, new song from Monsta X with the DJ Sam Felt. It's called Late Night Feels. It comes out tomorrow. By the time you listen to this podcast, it's going to be out. We're really excited for that. They tend to pick good collaborators, and
yeah,
whoever picks their songs does a great job. So
I have high hopes for that one. Other comebacks we're excited about. You know, we've been watching all this AT stuff. We're really looking forward to the end of the month. And they recently released tour dates. They're coming back, Charity.
Amazing.
AT's coming back US, Canada, Korea, and Japan. So it's very exciting. And Hypen also released their tour dates in the US for October. Interestingly, they're playing arenas. If you remember, T-by-T were given very small venues.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, if you want to talk about sabotage, T-by-T, I think T-by-T deserves a lot better. They've done insane numbers.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't understand it. And you could say, well, maybe they're going to tour arenas at the end of the year. Okay, why not do it now? That's money. Yeah. It's money in their pockets. They're losing.
Wow. Was it just not available?
Well, then you change the dates. Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. You change the locations. Like, I don't think that was the issue. Or you just put it off and you book them in October, all the ones that they booked in Hypen in. So
that is insane.
And, you know, like, they're under the Hybe umbrella, right? And Hypen's under Source. T-by-T is under Big Hit. So I understand they're different labels. 17's under Pletus. But they're still all under the same umbrella that the money is Hybe. So when people are like, well, it's because they're under different labels. Nah, they're also under that umbrella. So like, that's who's in control of all of it. If Disney owns ESPN, Disney's in control of what's happening there. The bottom line, day-to-day operations, of course it's the label. But somebody high up at Hybe could have said, T-by-T should be playing stadiums. Like, they knew what the plan was and they signed off on it. They knew what the Hypen plan was and they signed off on it. Okay.
That's insane.
T-by-T deserves a lot better.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. The ladies of IVE, who we really vibe with, boy, were they came out like with bangers. They're so impressive for such a young group. They announced a comeback in August. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. All these young girl groups. That's why we're being hard on ITZY, guys. Like, you've got these groups just coming for the crown. Mm-hmm. You've got to fight for that. But that'll be fun. And that's it for the news this week. Lots of other stuff is happening, I'm sure, but that's what I can round up for y'all this week. So again, most importantly, Hyunjin did dye his hair back to black. so we all know. I know it's the biggest story in the world.
Obviously.
Let's get to Song of the Week. A lot of good stuff, a lot of different stuff. And I've got to be honest with you, I haven't picked mine yet. I've been on the fence. So let's see what we come up with. Charity, what's your Song of the Week this week?
My gosh, this is really hard.
Right?
It's between two. You know, I've got to go because I was just so moved by Hobie being so honest and raw. I'm going to go with Safety Zone by J-Hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's between two as well. And you went with J-Hope, so I'm going to go with our boys SF9.
Okay, yeah, that was my other
one. Yeah, I'm going between a J-Hope song and SF9 song. So I'm going to go with SF9. I'm going to go with a fun summer song that I can't get enough of. I'm going to go with Driver from SF9.
I'm most torn between those two as well.
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard. Also, really quickly for poll results, would you pick More or Arson? We didn't discuss it.
More. I liked More.
I think I would too, but it's very close. Yeah. I wouldn't say for sure.
Same. Yeah.
It's just like, I think I like that more. And then obviously, aespa, ITZY.
aespa.
Same. Okay.
Yeah.
I promised that we'd pick that as we discussed it and we didn't go over it. So just wanted to clarify. Next week, P1 Harmony, Extraordinary Heroes, they're back. That's been a long time. I'm very excited for that. We've got the Ladies of Purple Kiss. And that Monsta X song, maybe. There's so much. We'll figure it out. But you know we'll be here. You know we're going to talk about Stray Kids reality shows. And we're going to review some music. So hopefully we will see you back here next week. Thank you for tuning in. New episodes come out every Friday morning. You know where to find us. Give us a follow on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you're enjoying your summer. Summer's going too fast, Charity. It's going to be August soon. My goodness, the time is
once my birthday hits, it's like downhill.
Downhill. Once that birthday hits, it's done for Charity.
Summer's over.
Summer has ended. It's going to end soon. So let's enjoy every last moment we have. I hope you're all enjoying it and you're staying healthy and safe and happy. And if you're not, I hope K-pop can bring you a little moment of joy and happiness, because it always does for us. We love talking about it. We love being part of the K-pop community, and we love our queendom, our listeners, everyone out there. Thank you so, so much for all of your love and support. We're really excited we get a chance to connect with people all over the world who love K-pop as much as we do. So find us again next week. We will be back here same time, same place. Love you guys. Bye.
Have such a great weekend, guys. We love you. Bye.